I didn't pass the scholarship. I was very disappointed, and I've been disappointed with myself the remainder of my life. I had a huge chip on my shoulder not passing the scholarship, but I was very, very happy at Penkai. We weren't encouraged as much as we possibly should have been, but I enjoyed my time there. We had a wonderful teacher called Miss Ellis. She was mainly an art teacher, but she was such an interesting lady. She took us all over the world in one of her art classes. She was only with us one term, I think, and she had to pack up because of her mother's illness. We had a Miss Morris, who was an amazing lady. She was a music teacher, I think she was. Also taught us needlework. She was very kind. There was a Miss Lloyd. She was wonderful. English teacher. And then there was Mr. Griffiths. We didn't see Mr. Griffiths. He was the woodwork master. There was Frank Lloyd. We saw very little of Frank Lloyd. But the whole of my time in Penkai, I was happy. And I didn't want to leave, considering I felt so bitter about it. Didn't want to leave. My first job, my sister-in-law was working in Woolworth's office in Llandudno. She heard there was a vacancy. I went on the Friday and I was interviewed and I started on the Monday. I was there for about 12 months. I was quite happy with it, quite happy. My father was working in the Hot Points in Llandudno Junction. There was a vacancy. My father had me a job. So I was lucky there were people there to help me.